Hey, man, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. Very nice to talk to you.
You too. Sorry, I'm a little bit late to the interview, but I was like, oh, shit, got to top up and just had a vacant moment, ran out of money, so... All good. How have you been?
I've been very, very well. I'm finding it. I love the decadence of rock and roll superstardom, where you run out of credit on your phone. Quite humorous.
Yes. I know. Very rock and roll.
That is good. That is very good. No, I've been very well. It's been very fun here. But let's get into this business now, so we can talk about all the cool things. Sure. Yes, Kimbra is on the line. Very excited to press play on this new piece of music, but first we've got to find out, where are you right now? What's going on around you?
I'm in Los Angeles, the place that I've been living for the past year. Isn't that crazy? I've been here for that long.
Your accent hasn't changed.
I'm trying to hold on to it. as New Zealand, Australian twang. it's been really fun. I've wrapped up my album, which I'm pretty excited about, and looking forward to going back to Australia soon.
I know, it's very exciting. Breakfast announced the pretty sweet tour, the Golden Electric Tour, hitting Australia in May. Now, just remind us, Kimbra, you're going to be on this tour. Who else is this tour with?
Fantastic and incredible Janelle Monáe.
Oh, my goodness. Have you watching Janelle Monáe play? She was out here last year, I think, and just in this like amazing suit, like a 50s orchestra conductor, but like a futuristic outer space orchestra conductor running around the stage.
Seriously, you guys don't even know what you're in for. It's amazing. I've seen her play a few times now. We actually had the honor of playing with her at Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, which is when we first became friends. It's going to be pretty epic. I'm excited for you guys to see her live show.
Yeah, same here, especially with, I guess, what we're going to be playing. So now I should confirm, it's definitely the real Janelle Monáe. It's not the hologram that performed with MIA the other day.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy. Just telling me about that. It looks incredible. It will be the real human Janelle Monáe.
Excellent. Well, you've been hanging out with the real human Janelle Monáe, with the real human Kimbra. I'm going to press play on this song. Tell us what we're about to hear, Kimbra.
This is just a fun little live performance that me and Janelle did last week in LA. We thought it'd be cool to give people a little taste of us jamming together. And we just picked a couple of songs that we really liked and thought it'd be a fun teaser for people to see. It's a little jam by Aretha, and of course Michael Jackson is a big favorite of both of ours. So yeah, we put it together on the day, and it was fun.
Wow, all right, here it is. This is Aretha Franklin and Michael Jackson together, two songs slammed into each other, performed by Kimbra and Janelle Monáe. Let us know what you think of this, 0439757555. Let's have a listen on Triple J. On Triple J, that was Janelle Monáe and Kimbra together, recorded live, I believe. Kimbra's on the line, so that was recorded live.
Yeah, no, it's a little YouTube performance that we're going to have up for everyone to check out. Shot over in LA last week, and we kind of put it together and wanted to, just give people a little taste of what's going to come from the show.
And who got to choose? I guess Janelle sang more of the Aretha bits and you sang more of the Michael Jackson bits. How did you decide who was going to sing what?
Oh, we had a whole bunch of songs that we were, looking at, and then we just thought that song would be fun. And we were going back and forth over emails because Janelle was singing on American Idol the night before the shoot, and so it was all very, we were kind of just like, on the day, like, you want to do that bit? Yeah, sweet, I'll do this bit. And, she's such an incredible artist to work with. It's kind of a really natural chemistry with her, so it all came together pretty quick.
Of course. Now, actually, it'll take us back to the start. You said you guys met at the Montreux Jazz Festival. How did this all come to be?
Yeah, it was awesome. We were supporting her, I think, with another singer, Emily Sardé, and it was, a gig in Switzerland. And I'm a huge Janelle fan. I've been following her work since since the Many Moons EP, which is way back. And yeah, we struck up conversation the night of the show and really clicked. We kept in touch a lot. And then, she mentioned how great it would be for us to do shows together, and I agreed. So it's just so exciting to be doing that back in Australia and New Zealand as well,
Of course. Well, the shows are happening really soon too, like in just over a month's time. You're going to be in Perth playing at the Claremont Stadium on May the 16th, Horden Pavilion on the 19th of May, Convention Centre on the 21st of May in Brisbane. You duck over to Auckland for a homeland show on the 24th of May, and then back to the plenary in Melbourne on Monday, May the 26th. I'm talking to Kimbra, who's going to be here with Janelle Monáe for the Golden Electric Tour. I do want to ask you about your own new music up next, if that's all right, Kimbra.
Of course.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a song first. In fact, afterwards, maybe you can tell me if this song has anything to do with your new record on Triple J. And I'm going to play One Arm Scissor by At the Drive-In. Oh, Triple J, that was One Arm Scissor by At the Drive-In. Kimber is on the line back in Australia in May, next month, for the Golden Electric Tour with Janelle Monáe. Now, on the 8th of February, you posted the words on Facebook, album completion. So it's done.
It is. It's taken me, it feels like forever. I guess it's been a shorter time than it took to make Vows, but I guess I was so deeply invested in this one. We will be debuting songs off it for this tour. I just can't wait to get it out there.
I just played At the Drive-In. Now, what does that amazing band have to do with your new album, Kimbra?
Oh, man, I can't tell you what a trip it was to work with Omar Rodriguez Lopez. He's like my favorite guitarist of all time, and At the Drive-In were a huge band for me when I was younger, and then, of course, the Mars Volta. So, yeah, we worked on a song together. Ah, it was just amazing. It was nothing like being someone that you've watched play so many times, and you're so well acquainted with their tones and their textures and their perspective, and then they're there applying it on a song that you wrote. It really was kind of crazy.
He has such an instantly identifiable guitar sound, like in guitar style.
Absolutely. You know, I'd be sitting there being like, can we try and get the tone from the Sarah Eyes, you know? And you'll be like, oh, you mean this one? And you'll just load it right up there and there, and you'll be watching him play. You know what I mean? Like, I know those songs inside and out. I'm referencing them. He's like, oh, yeah, cool. You know, pulling up the sound.
What a nerd. What a guitar nerd, and At the Drive-In, and a post-rock nerd's dream to just be calling out those songs and him pulling up the riffs and the sounds. That is amazing. There's a couple more things that I've heard about this record, and I don't want to spoil the surprise, of course, but I'm just going to play a couple of things and you can tell me if I'm on the right track. What about a bit of Daniel Johns and Silverchair?
You're on the right track there, man. We've definitely got a few jams going on this new album. It was a real trip, you know. Daniel is, as I've talked about many times before, a big idol of mine. What was even funner was getting him in the room with people like Thundercat, which, you know, is another person that's been pretty heavily involved on this album. And to me, that's like so exciting, is finding someone from one perspective and one world of music and then colliding it with someone from a totally different angle.
You're the Cupid. You're the Cupid in these relationships, making this, you're fomenting these relationships.
That's what it is all about, like being a curator of sounds and ideas and people that you can bring together.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to play you just one more sound grab. And I saw these guys at Soundwave, and I know you're mates with them. Where are we going to be hearing some Dillinger Escape Plan prog metal riffery on the new Kimbra record?
I got to be honest with you, man. Like, not every... I'm so... putting together the final track listing and not, I think the song that me and Ben have been working on will definitely get out there. I can't confirm that one is definitely on the final track listing. Yeah, it was really tough having like 18 songs with all these amazing people on them and then being like, all right, now I've got to make this kind of concise record.
All right, well, the song we talked about, we got to premiere today, of course. Janelle Monáe and Kimbra, the video of Rocksteady and Wannabe Starting Something by Aretha Franklin and Michael Jackson is up right now. Check it out at Triple J Music News if you want to have a look at it. Hey, Kimbra, it's so lovely to talk to you. Have a great time in the next month, I guess, before you get here. And then kicking off on the 16th of May in Perth, you're going to be touring all around Australia and Auckland. We'll see you soon with Janelle.
Thanks, man. I'm pumped to see you guys.
Rad times. Yeah, hopefully you can both come in and say hi. That would be nice. You know, you can do covers, so there'd be a like a version, just easy to do.
Totally. I'll talk to her about it.
Rad. Awesome. Kimbra, thank you so much.
Awesome, man. It was good to catch up with you, and I'm sure I'll see you when we're back in town.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.